But, like, I, like, how was I supposed to know, like, what to get, you know, if I, like...
University tees?
Yeah, university tees. And some of it's cheap and some of it's expensive. And so it really depends on, like, what they have up on the site. And so you have to shop, like, you go, like, shop live sales. And then once you find, like, the live sales, like, because it's, like, people, like, bring, like, designs to the university tees and, like, get, like, this group order. You just search by, like...
But I feel like it would take so long to get these.
It does. It does take... Like, I ordered, like, a Tri-Delta cat shirt. I love it. It's, like, the cutest thing ever. It's, like, tie-dye with, like, cat and a fanny pack. But...
Stop. She loves... Oh. It's going to take too long.
Yeah, it does take long.
The sale ends tomorrow, but, like, I just feel like it's not going to get out super fast.
It'll take two... It'll take, like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, no, I can't wait that long.
And, well, also... Well, like, I mean, Vanessa gave me stuff, like, after Big Little.
But still, like, I need stuff for the days, too.
You have stuff, no?
Yeah, I know, but...
It's not just, like, you're, like, have nothing.
No! I just, like...
And, like, I got a hat... But yeah, I got a hat and a sweatshirt and something else I got, like, after it was over. It
finally if you'd like to help me with Big Little, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, I can help you.
Thanks.
To a certain extent. I got 3 exams next week.
This week.
Oh, this week I can help you, yeah.
Yeah, because we gotta prepare. Gotta prepare.
I don't know how many times.
Kelsey can help me. That's okay. So, yeah. Anything else? You said you had stuff to talk about. Is there anything else that was on your mind?
Oh, yes. Another traumatic event in my life.
Do you want to play music first? Okay, and
maybe,
then
maybe they want to listen. Like, this is a story. Well, actually, it's not that much of a story. But
okay. Is there a song that you wanted?
All right. Let's put on... Let me pull up my Spotify. Okay. Let's do Remedy by Alesso. Yeah. That's a goodie.
That's a goodie. Okay, well, here we go.
Here we go. I believe that loneliness is my disease.
piece of life. One piece of life. Give it to me. Sometimes give it to me. No hurt, no second degree tonight. Run free tonight. I'll dance if I want to.
So that was Want To by Dua Lipa.
Nice.
Pretty good. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. So what else did you want to talk about, Lauren?
Oh, yes. I'm having quite a dilemma since Friday.
Oh, my God.
It's been an ongoing dilemma.
What? Wait, no internet connection.
That's weird.
That's a bigger dilemma, Lauren.
I don't know. My dilemma's pretty big, so.
Okay, it works. Sorry, go ahead.
So, anyway, the internet's back, so...
That's all good.
That's fine. But since Friday, my wisdom tooth has been killing me.
Uh-oh.
Like, so painful. My whole gum, like, it's my lower wisdom tooth, my whole gum is inflamed. And it's, like... I hope it's not infected.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have all my teeth in. But on that tooth, like, it didn't come out fully. Like, part of it was still, like, underneath the gum.
Okay.
So like an edge of the tooth was still like over, like the gum line was still over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like that for like 2 years. So I don't know if it's like trying to push through that gum line, but I also have not that much space in like the bottom of my like jaw.
Yeah.
So I like don't know what's going on, but it's just super inflamed. It's been bothering me since Friday. I like literally take Advil every day for the pain to go away, and it's,
oh my
like,
gosh.
It's like raw, like the inside of my mouth is like super super like uncomfortable.
This isn't a funny story.
No, I didn't say it was a funny story. Well, it's a big dilemma.
I don't know, I just thought maybe it'd be a funnier like haha, I'll figure it out.
It hurts.
Oh my gosh, what are you planning? Did you call the dentist or something?
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and go to the dentist.
When?
Saturday.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. So, initiation is this weekend.
Listen,
and
it's a medical emergency.
I will also not be there this weekend.
It's a medical emergency.
Okay, mine is not a medical emergency, but
and
it's all good.
And another annoyance, my mother made me switch dentists.
Mm.
So I've been going to this dentist for like years.
Yeah.
My whole family's been going.
Yeah.
My mom had to switch because she had like a more severe surgery that only like this like he could do.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically she went to him, and now she's just started going to him like regularly because she thinks he's better or whatever. And then my dad started going to him because he thinks he's better. I wholeheartedly disagree. I think I think the other dentist is better, and because I had an issue with another tooth and that he like didn't see or whatever or didn't believe me that it was an issue, but I'm like, oh, clearly it's a lot, like it was like tooth sensitivity, and just because I was like wearing the tooth down. So he filled it up after I pointed out that like, why is there like a little black dot like on mm-hmm. the tooth, like where the tooth wears. So finally he fixed that. So now I've been going to him because both mm-hmm. my parents are going because they like guilted me into going to him. And now it turns out this man literally only works 4 days a week. So like he doesn't work on Tuesday, and Tuesday is like the day I have most free time to come home just for an appointment. And then he works certain Saturdays, but happens to not be working this Saturday.
So what are you doing?
So I'm going back to the old dentist that I know and love.
That you ditched, though.
He's reliable.
And yeah, but you ditched him. He's going to be a little butthurt.
Well, it's a group of five dentists. Mm-hmm. So I'm not actually seeing him, like the owner of the dentist.
Okay.
Like one of his doctors that he's hired.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guy is just a one-man show. So if you're a one-man show, like...
Sucks.
Yeah. So, not happy about this.
I'm so sorry.
I have a lot of teeth issues.
Oh.
I have some, like, not good teeth.
Yikes.
And I don't want to take... And I'm like, I can't take them out. Like, Like, say, like, if it's, like, infected or whatever, like, I'm not going to get them extracted on Saturday.
Well, not on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, like, eventually
Jessica got her wisdom teeth taken out.
I'm terrified. I'm actually terrified.
Why?
I don't know. I, like, the dentist scares me. Because I've had a root canal before. That was horrible.
Oh, my mom had that.
Like, I've had just so many negative experiences at the dentist that, like, I'm truly traumatized.
I just don't like the dentist at all.
It's horrible.
I hate it.
It's a place. It's evil. It's evil. I'm like, I literally told my dad, I'm like, you don't become a dentist because, like,
you enjoy it.
You enjoy it. Like,
or if you do enjoy it, that's a problem.
You are literally, you probably are sadistic and enjoy giving people pain. Like, there's no way.
No way.
Because, like, dental pain is, like, different than, like, other type of pain. Because, mm-hmm. like, you feel it so much. Like, the nerves are so sensitive in your teeth. And it's so, like, close to, like, it's horrible. So I'm, like, suffering right now. Like, even talking right now, it hurts.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You'll push through the audience.
Yes, I will. I'll do it for my fans.
Okay, on that light note, we'll play the next song, Love No More by Loud Luxury. Yep, here we go.
That's the one. Alright, we're stalling. Had a little technical difficulty.
Okay, I got it. Bye.
Okay.
Hey! Oh, you want to keep talking?
No, I had nothing else.
Okay, alright, bye.
it take is one flight. We'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline. Seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea. And I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask that you got plans tonight. I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you thinking right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. With me, you and I can't seem to get you off my mind.
We're back.
For real. For realsies.
I'm really going to talk.
That
was lost in Japan.
No, you need to get a public service announcement.
Oh my gosh, they don't even supply me. I got to make my own better public service announcement.
Wait, I'll Google one.
No, I'll make one. On the
talk about your teeth, I guess.
Yes, actually, it is a dental-related public service announcement. Please, people, do not think that just brushing your teeth is enough. Okay,
PSA nightmares.
Okay, that I don't want to like traumatize anybody.
Sorry, go ahead.
Basically, do not think that teeth, just brushing your teeth is enough. Okay, I mean at least you gotta brush twice a day. Okay, at least. And then do not forget about mouthwash. Okay, mouthwash. You can even like, I like to do brush teeth then mouthwash in between meals. You know, to get that plaque off. And then I'm not.
Do you actually have that much time in your day to do that after every meal?
No, I don't do it after
every meal. Oh, okay.
But, like, I'm nearby my mouthwash and I've just had a meal, I'll try to. Maybe I should buy, like, one of those, like,
little to-go ones.
Yeah. And then on top of that, maybe this is something I need to work on and that probably the dentist tells every person to work on.
Floss.
Yes. Flossing is very important. Maybe that's why I got so many teeth issues, because I don't floss. But, like, who, like, honestly, like, my parent, like, so... Both my parents actually have pretty bad teeth issues.
My dad has good teeth. My mom doesn't. My dad hasn't had a cavity. He got a cavity when he was 37.
Wow.
First one. He cried.
I think that's Patrick. I think Patrick also has, like,
oh, that's good, because the teeth passed down from the father's side.
Oh, thank goodness. My children, if Patrick is the father, will not have bad teeth. That's strange, because my dad, I guess my dad does have pretty weak teeth. But not as weak as my mom. But anyway, But yeah, flossing, like, my parents used those little pickers, like little floss picks, because ain't nobody got the time to, like,
apparently those are not as good, though. Like, it doesn't do the job as well.
You know what? I mean, I'm sure it's
okay, better than floss, nothing. So I don't think...
Yeah, it's better than nothing. Better than not flossing at all, you know? You win some, you lose some, but at least you're making an attempt.
I feel like that should be your phrase. You win some, you lose some.
That's the story of my life. More like
you don't have to go to initiation, but you gotta go to the dentist. There you go.
Honestly, what's worse? I, like, don't know. No, the dentist is definitely worse. Like,
definitely worse.
Like, that's, like, physical pain. And then, oh my god, I think the thing that scares me the most about the dentist
is, okay, like, wait, in conclusion, take care of your teeth.
Yes, in conclusion, yes, teeth are important. You only got one set, unless you're a baby, and then you can do what you want. But, like, I don't think we got any babies listening. But any mothers out there with your children?
Like this little baby.
Oh,
that's cute. Sorry, there's a picture on the screen.
So, yes, that is my public service announcement. That was pretty good. I think it's a pretty useful one.
Useful, yeah.
Compared to, like, the pretzel announcement of 2 weeks ago. You know? This is, like, real-life stuff.
That was a little rough.
You know? Maybe we need to get on that. We need to help them get on their public service announcement.
Why?
Like, what?
Why?
Because, like, this ain't my job to improvise. Like... I mean, I got a lot of service announcements, but, like, come on. But, yeah.
Cool. Anything else going on in your life?
No.
I got into the Psych Honor Society.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Yes.
Congrats.
Thanks.
My GPA is not high enough.
That means I'm in the top 35% of our class.
Wow.
I know.
What does your GPA have to be?
It's not necessarily what it has to be. It has to be a 3.0 in the subject, like in all classes of psych.
Right.
But the registrar has the records of, like, what percentage we're in the class, so then it just tells the, like, honor society, like, when somebody qualifies.
Gotcha.
So now I qualify. Cool. I guess 3.54 is, like, enough for me to do it. So it could change every semester, I'm sure, like, things like that. But once I'm in, I'm in.
Nice.
So that's cool. Happy with my little.
That's good.
She had great answers. Great answers to her questions.
Did she have the details?
Not that they're details, they're just very like me.
That's good. Like,
very similar interests.
Everybody's gonna be upset. Oh, we're not getting any fights, any tussles.
Well, risk manager, you can handle that.
Well, you know, that won't be I'm not gonna be at, like, anything, any of the events recently.
Dude.
It's like, we can't go to, the reveal, because...
Well, we'll be there after. We'll be there, I'll be there from the beginning. They'll have to do an earlier one for me.
All right. I'll come to the earlier one. Come support you.
Thanks. Then stand there and be like, whoops, I'm kidding!
It's me!
kidding!
Always, there's always so... Have people been good in the big group chat?
About,
like,
what?
Like, I don't know, has there been any, like, resentment? Any type of...
Adri is... She's unsure if her little asked for her.
Interesting.
But besides that, I think everyone's pretty solid. Some people are a little more extreme than others.
Right. Naturally.
Naturally. They're talking about, like, their biggest thing is, like, about sending their emails and stuff, like, how to do it.
Right.
Because Adri already got hacked. Okay, so if you don't know how this process works, normally your big sends you a text from a random phone number that's, like, from a texting app. And the problem I've heard with this is that people get very inappropriate message sent to them, not from their little, but because this is a randomly generated number, some people just text this number and have sent very derogatory and inappropriate things.
Oh, no.
Last year, that was an issue. And then, so now the other thing is email, which is what I'm doing.
I think
email's sufficient. And so I made up a fake email. And the problem is that somebody said that they forgot the password maybe or something already. I don't know if they forgot the password, but they tried to log in because they didn't put recovery information because this is not a, like a real account. And like they right. also don't want their name attached right. because they don't want their little to find out. They got hacked already on this email. I don't know why someone would hack it, but they got hacked. So ultimately now they had to figure out how to recover the information.
Unfortunate.
Yes.
It's truly a complicated process.
Yes. I didn't think hacking would happen, but it does, apparently.
Yeah. Hacking is another public service announcement for another day. How to protect your valuable information and ward off hackers. But, yeah. No, Big Little is quite...
Yeah, so it's quite a thing. I used to go to a dollar store, I think. But
yeah, the dollar store. I had so many decorations from the dollar store. So many.
Yeah, that's kind of my idea, that I could do that.
A lot of balloons. I'm going to balloon it up.
I mean, I kept a lot of the decorations last year from Kelsey.
Yeah, that's good.
Which was good.
I feel like yours was not, like, super flashy.
No. I don't think it had to. Like, I had more substance.
Right.
Which is what I'm trying to do. I mean, I have bigger ideas, and Kelsey agrees with my ideas, so we'll see if it's it might be a little flashier than it was.
A little more glitzy.
Yeah. Not necessarily glitzier, but, like, over the top.
Mm-hmm.
In decoration-wise. Not stuff.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. I can't expose what my days are, just in case somebody's listening, so, and then I don't want them to know. So if you have questions, DM me. I'll see if you're pivy enough to that information. So, yeah. I'm a little nervous, but...
It'll be good. I'm sad.
Why?
Because I just want to do it. Like, I feel like I'm more upset... Like, I'm more, like... Not that I don't have them, but I just, like... Like, it's more fun when, like, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, everyone's, like, into it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'll be, like, delayed.
Yeah, but then more people can help you.
I know. But I don't have that many friends, so, like, let's be honest. Who's going to help me? You and Hannah. That'll be probably it. Vanessa. That'll probably be it.
Who's helping me? No one.
I just said I would help you.
Yeah, me. You and Hannah are going to help me. And Kelsey.
We don't got not that many
friends.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like,
it's only going to be us.
You made Patrick help you. I'll make Henry help me.
Oh, yeah. True, Patrick. Patrick will be utilized as...
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, another public service announcement for any bigs out there. Do not break your little's stuff because Vanessa, her boyfriend broke my...
Max?
Yes, he broke my, I had like a shoe rack, like a small shoe rack.
He broke it?
Yeah, he broke it.
How?
I think he stepped on it, not realizing it's not meant for, you know...
Stepping,
like... And it just, like, completely broke. And he, like, wrote a little note, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
So, yeah.
Henry, don't step on our stuff.
Yeah, seriously. But, I mean, I wasn't that hurt about it. It was just, like, the stool. And I still, you know, it was functional. I threw it out by the end of the year, but, like, it still served its purpose for the rest of the year.
What does Hannah Kim listen to?
Hmm?
I'm going into Hannah's stuff. On Spotify to take songs. Interesting. So, yeah, I wish all the bigs out there luck.
Best of luck. If your little appreciates you.
I'm sure they will.
You think so?
I hope so. Oh my god, imagine mine talks bad about me.
I mean, some people got some bad relationships with their bigs.
Okay, but I'm a good person.
All right. I'm not saying you're not.
I'm just saying the people that have bad relationships maybe need to work on themselves.
My big and my G-Big don't have a good relationship.
Who's her G-Big?
Emily Carter.
Oh. It's not that they don't have a good relationship. I just don't think they're, like, friends. Like, they have things in common.
I guess.
I think that's different.
Well, she, like, didn't help her at all with Big Little.
Oh.
For mine.
Jerk face?
Yeah.
It's okay. That's another... She needs to work on herself, not Vanessa.
Yeah.
The other person in this that relationship. Okay, let's just play a song. Here we go.
What is it?
2002 with Anne Marie.
Good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips light as a feather. And it went just like this. No, it's never been better than the summer.
of 2002. We were only 11, but acting like grown-ups, like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and never. Well, I guess that was true.
we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, this song, I didn't realize this was what she was going to play, but once I heard this song basically, okay, so basically I follow a lot of animals on Instagram.
Okay.
And this one animal Instagram, oh my God, they're two corgis, Maple and Morty. One, Maple is like kind of like a sloth, and like Morty's like the super younger, more energetic corgi.
What does that have to do with the song?
And I'm getting there. So they always post so like Morty always annoys Maple because like Morty always wants to play and Maple just wants to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they post like stories where you can add music, like on Instagram you can add music. So they always post like funny videos of Maple, like if they're on vacation with, like, if they're actually on vacation, or like if like Morty has like a different dog to play with, like he'll like leave Maple alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's always posting like stories of Maple just like relaxing with like her belly up, like not giving a care in the world, and they always put that song in the background, so that's what it reminds me of.
Wow.
They're really cute. They're hot. Would follow Maple and Morty Corgi on Instagram.
They're on Facebook too.
And Facebook. Follow them everywhere. They're so cute, and their stories are so adorable. Morty is known as the gremlin.
Hmm.
And then Maple's a seal.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do these, like, funny, like, they dress them up in, like, costumes and everything. And they do these, like, funny little things. So, like, their owner goes, Maple, who's your brother? And then Maple jumps up and, like, taps, like, Morty on the shoulders. And it's, like, the cutest thing ever.
Wow.
If anybody wants recommendations for cute, like, dogs and cats to follow on Instagram, I got a lot of recommendations.
Okay. I'm sure people will be hitting your phone
up. So, you know, if the phone is ringing, like, if you want
that's
these
why.
Recommendations, like, I have
What's
them.
The phone number? 610-330-5316.
Yes, call for my recommendations. Because I got lots.
Cool. Lauren and I decided on dinner.
Yes. Even though we disagreed on the... We coin flipped and then decided against the coin flip.
Because I'm a good friend, and I'm here for Lauren, and I want to do what Lauren wants.
In my defense, we had, at last, like, two times we went to what Sam wanted for dinner.
Where did we go?
We had Simon's the first time.
Yeah, then we had pizza.
Okay, that was mutual. Okay, so now we're even.
And we went to Simon's. Someone started knocking, and I don't know if they're talking about us.
I don't think it's knocking.
I think it's hammering.
Yeah, I think it's hammering.
Okay, whatever.
That was kind of scary.
Scary?
Yeah. I don't know. This place is a little creepy.
Yikes.
Especially at night. Like, I don't know how people do night shows in here. It's a little freaky.
I know some people. You can ask them.
Oh, yeah.
What times? Oh, my God. I have a story to tell you.
Off air.
It's not really that big a deal, but I saw Mac Daddy yesterday.
Whoa. Why?
He comes back as an alum to help with Ki-Fi. You know, I think he's a founder, I guess.
Right.
For Ki-Fi. And he came back for their mac and cheese drive plus french fries with Kappa yesterday.
What was that? Was so
And he
weird.
Was standing outside of the library, like, and Christian saw me, and she was like, oh, Sam, come over here. I was like, oh, I have to go to the tip session. And then he was like, wow, we not to be a fan. And I was like,
I'm not a fan of your fries.
So good. So that was
like odd. I just was, like, so confused as to why this was the thing.
I don't know why outside the library. Like, who's getting grilled cheese and french fries outside the library?
You'd think it'd be outside Farrenon.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just very strange. But, like, was it, like, to raise money? Like,
yeah, no, just to sell it. Yes,
but, like,
raise
know, like,
money.
But, like, they didn't advertise that it
they
was,
didn't
like,
advertise. Henry's like, what is it called? I was like, nothing. It's called grilled cheese with
fries.
Kappa Kappa Gamma and fries with Ki-Fi.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was definitely interesting.
Yeah, well, we got pancakes. So
pancakes.
Who's a real winner here?
True.
For St. Jude. We make that known.
Yeah.
Our design is actually really cute.
Yes.
Oh my God, I was really excited.
I am too. It's cute.
But like long sleeve though, I don't know how I feel about
that. I like it for the future, but not for the night.
As long as it's not like, because like the Strike Out the Stigma ones, like the sleeves were
No,
really
that's
tight.
Different. That's different.
So it's not.
That's a different design.
No, I know, but the shirt itself.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I hope it's not like a tight long sleeve. True. I sweat a lot.
And, oh
like,
boy.
I don't really want that running pancakes back and forth. Like, I don't want a lot of sweat.
Oh, Lauren, why don't you share about your spring concert? How's that going? That process.
It is a hot topic. You know?
Barbara, I was texting her today about something, and she asked me how it was going.
Oh, really?
Yes, I told her not decided.
Not decided. Yes, it's still up in the air. We're working on it, but you know, people got their opinions, and it's hard to manage everybody's opinion.
Mm.
But like, you know.
So you're the second in command?
No, I don't think I'm the second. I just think because I have more experience.
Mm. Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah, then I guess but not officially, but like, I just feel like I have a right to assert myself a little bit more. You know?
Make yourself known.
My first year, I was very quiet and shy.
Timid.
My voice was not heard.
Wow. Now, Sed is like so easygoing, though.
I know. Sed was the best.
You should have jumped on it then.
He was really, really great.
TBT.
TBT, yeah. But.
Now you also have a great leader.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
But it works. I think we've worked out our kinks, I think, for the most part.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
We'll see who it is.
We will see.
We shall see.
Okay, I think we're going to end the show.
Is it already time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Time flies.
Time does fly when you're having fun. I'm a firm believer. Like, that tip session actually flew by.
Pretty fast. Okay, Lauren and I, sorry, briefly, we went to this thing for Off Campus Housing. You have to go to this tip session. It's about, like, alcohol awareness. This was 3 hours, but it went pretty fast.
Yeah, well, it was 2.5 hours.
Yeah, well, like, it ended at early, yeah. So it went pretty fast.
And I think it was because of, like, those, like, clips, actually, like, when they played the clips of, like, situations, like, that actually took up a lot of time, but didn't feel like it took up a lot of time.
Yeah, and Lauren, I don't know what was with me yesterday. I was just laughing a lot, and, like, it was not the appropriate time to laugh, because this is, like, a serious matter, but...
It's an old video, so, like, you can't help but laugh.
Yeah, just kept promoting it. If someone's intoxicated, don't worry, just get them a pizza, and, like, it'll be fine. But I just don't think people will be willing, like, so willing to just be like, yeah, you know what, you're right, let's just go get pizza.
Depends on the level of intoxication.
True.
You know?
Okay, well, drink responsibly. Yeah. That's our other PSA.
Our fourth and final PSA of the night.
Okay, you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Two Girls Playing Tunes, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
And see you next week.
See ya.
And Lauren can update us on the dentist.
Yes. The update will be. Hopefully, I'll be here and able to speak.
Oh my gosh. You
know, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Stay tuned if you want to find out.
Okay, bye.